Steve and Jill here.
Hi.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Stephen Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Southern California.
Today, Jill and I talk about the benefits of networking at live events and online webinars. And I have to tell you, before we get started, I didn't believe in these things. It's the truth. I didn't want to have the first live event that we had. And yes, it turned out to be just a smash hit.
It's funny. I'll have to share. We scheduled it, then we unscheduled it. We're doing it, then we're not doing it. We're doing it, we're not doing it. And then we're like, there's people coming. I said, Stephen, we have to do this. There are people, they bought plane tickets. And he said, fine. And then in the end, we did two last year, and it was a hit.
Huge hit. The people that were involved in those events, we'll get into it at the show, on the thing. And we'll tell you why they're doing so much better in their careers than they would have done just on their own. And us included, we're doing partnership deals with a lot of the people that were at those events.
I think it's the point of the show. It's the results that we did not even expect that came out of that.
Hey, before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free.
Kevin asks.
This is a share.
Shares, excuse me.
This Kevin, is Kevin Farrell,
Kevin,
our moderator.
Shares. So is this a warm, fuzzy thing?
Yeah, it is, actually.
It's a share.
No, it's just, you know, Kevin is so diligent, and he's so bright and such a good writer. He's a moderator on the site for us. Mm-hmm. He's also an active member.
Yep.
And he really has something to say here.
Thank you.
It's very valuable.
Hi, everybody. I have run into counties where it's very hard to use their data. I'm also seeing this problem when helping others make sense out of their data. I will try to break down what good data and bad data looks like. This is good. Bad data. 0% unimproved returns on parcels with houses on them. You think that would make sense? Vacant land returns parcels with houses on them. Acreage is incorrect in the data, and many records have no mailing addresses. Comps vary wildly, starting low and jumping up rapidly, like $1,000, $2,000, $2,500, $4,500, $8,000, $12,500, $19,000, $50,000, and up. Variation in comps does not seem to be related to the location or zip codes. Usually these things happen in counties with no GIS system available.
Okay,
so
hold on.
That gives a little tip right there.
Yeah, hold on one second, please. That's the key.
Right.
You can separate. If you want to skip along the top on this and really, you know, you're kind of a weekend warrior investor.
Save some time.
Save some massive time.
And
save
money.
Yourself some time and money, and stay away from counties that do not have a GIS system in place. All of them say they have a GIS system.
Go or try
or
to
one's
use
coming.
It.
Go try to use it.
Yeah.
See
if
it's
it does
functional.
Work,
yeah.
Because it's free.
That you'll save. GIS counties don't typically have bad data.
Right. Now, and here's Kevin's awesome example of a county with good data. That is, nearly 100% of the parcels are vacant with no buildings on them or houses on them. That means the ones that you download, you test for reason, and it's true. Acreage
Listen
is correct. I know this stuff. Acreage is correct for all of the parcels. Nearly or close to 100% of the records have correct mailing addresses. Comps vary, but remain pretty close together from low to high prices. Like you'll find a couple for $1,000 each, $1,100, $1,400, $1,450, $1,500, and then like $3,000. Variation in comps can be related to zip code or subdivision.
You can tie it to why the values are so different.
Right.
And when he means comps here, what he really means is the value that the assessor has assigned to the property for tax reasons.
Right.
Not necessarily comparison values. What he's looking for is consistency.
Yep.
And that's what we teach in House Academy from start to finish. But
exactly.
That's for another day. Go ahead, Joe.
Or another show. How can you tell if you're getting good data or bad data? Before you download the data, take some time to look at 12 samples chosen at random. If all 12 have mailing addresses and there are no houses on them, then the data is probably good. If you look at the 12 samples and you find one or two with houses, then you need to look at another batch of 12. If you keep funding a few with houses, you can still use the data, but you want to strip out the records with homes on them.
This is brilliant.
This is really good. I do that by sorting on the first mortgage and eliminating those records. I will also sort on homestead exemption and delete those records.
This is after the data sets in the spreadsheet.
Right. Look at the comps before paying for your data. If the comps are widely scattered, you will have to research to find out why. If you can't make sense out of the comps, you might need to skip this county. If you can see that the values vary by zip code, then price by zip code. To avoid some of the problems, you should look for counties with many parcels that are similar and have similar comp
values. Testing for similarity.
Yep. Then spot check the data before you download it. Doing this will help you put a good price on your offers and result in some accepted offers. Zip code pricing and excessive data scrubbing is a little advanced if you're just starting out, so keep it simple. This is a beautiful example of the people in our community, the people you will meet at these live events, by the way, and how we all work together and what's in our live community.
Truly massive help and blog worthy.
Exactly.
So thank you, Kevin.
That was awesome.
We're going to interview Kevin in a couple of weeks, actually.
Yep.
On their show.
Yep.
Today's topic, as if that wasn't enough to prove it.
Oh, yeah, what?
Benefits of networking at live events and online webinars. This is the meat of the show.
I have to say, for me, this is like reading a book or listening to someone else's, maybe someone's even in our space, in our investment space, and getting a little bit involved in their community or their social media, or even getting one of their programs or something. You always get something out of it. You know, we've gone to events, other people's events. We've spoken at other events. We have one coming up in a couple weeks here, too, that we're speaking at. It's a commercial note.
And it's commercial real estate note buying scenarios and how that's possible in commercial real estate.
Mm-hmm. But you always get something out of it. You know, even if it's you either I find I walk by two things. Number one is, wow, I'm doing it right. Who knew how smart I was? Or two, like, why? Seriously, don't you find that sometimes? You're like,
no, never.
Oh, I never
sit around and say, you know, I think I probably got this licked. Never.
Oh, come on.
I don't.
Well, sometimes there's things that you go, I know I'm doing it right because that's the wrong way. Come on. But also, there's sometimes this confirmation, and sometimes it's like, oh, that's a good viewpoint. I'm going to go back and tweak some things a little bit. Maybe just think about it a little bit differently. I think it's great. What do you want to say?
I went to in my whole life, I've been to two live events that have to do with real estate where you paid. All right, Jill and I have been to like meetups and stuff, and where it's kind of just we've been to several of those, and those are almost always disappointing. But you know why? Because they're too local. This whole notion of this meetup thing is all, we're only going to buy houses in one little zip code of Los Angeles, and then it's packed with people that do that, and it's just, I don't know, there's no real networking value. But people have different opinions about this. I think it's like too low level. There are certain, like, I went to two things. I went to a note buying seminar that I bought a program off of eBay. A lot of years ago, yeah. And then separately, in a separate time, separate decade, I went to a...
Separate girl.
What's that?
I don't know.
Usually it's me saying stuff like that.
That's why I threw it in there.
I went to a tax lien investing seminar that had like 30 people, and I learned more in 3 days about that kind of stuff there ever was. So I'd like to think the stuff that we provide, people are... And that's the reports we're getting back, that, wow, like... I learned more in those 2 days than I could have on my own with self-study. So it comes down to your personality type. You know, right. I'm more of a watch YouTube how to do it learner. Jill's more of a social, talk to people and
get in there and figure it out.
And read a book.
Yeah.
You know,
that's true.
I have to do it and screw it all up in a dark room. And then I'm good, like six times. It's not the most efficient way.
That's funny.
But it's, once you're done, you're in.
Yes, it's true. So what are some of the benefits? You know, I think, number one, I have seen and witnessed partnerships being formed. You know, just like Stephen and I, there's things he's good at, things that I'm good at, and when you can get in this environment and have a chance to talk to people, meet people like this, it's huge. And we know several people that have formed partnerships, and a couple of people have, like, we have three guys working together. One does one's the marketer, one's the buys the property, and one's the sales guy kind of thing. It's perfect. So that's
so think about this. Mm-hmm. You're what Jill just said, you're really good at one of those.
Right.
You might be good at all three, but you really enjoy one, let's say.
That's
you true. Might be the data person like me, and you're just not into sales. I can do it. I did it for years and years and years before Jill joined or had somebody trying to do it.
Right.
So, but when you take off, when you there's a lot of responsibility and a lot of time consumption and resources when you start down this path.
Right.
And they all pay off, smashingly pay off. It requires organization, a lot of capital, and some other stuff. When you bring a person in, and you eliminate 60, 70% of your responsibility now, and you're part of a partnership where all you do is data,
right.
or all you do is sales, or all you do is raise capital. You know, the sky's the limit.
It's true.
This is how we actually structure our house deals. There's three people involved. The person who finds the deal, which is us, the deal locator, the manager, the boots on the ground, they manage the actual assets, acquisition and sale in front of the people that are selling it and in front of the people that are buying it, and the money guy. So, and everybody wins.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and everybody's on a $100,000 spread. Let's just use an example. Everybody makes $33,000 or $30,000 after fees. So, and you can just mechanize it. That's the real beauty of this. When you get the right people, right partners, you can mechanize this so you can do a lot of properties and just do your little part.
You know, another benefit of these events is you find that you're not alone. You know, it's interesting, you know, wherever you are, whatever you're getting into, whatever it is, it's nice when you're like, oh, somebody else is in my same shoes, and or someone that was, you know, 2 months ahead of you, you can learn something with, and then someone that's 2 months behind you, you can help them too.
Yeah.
I've got a lot of feedback from our members saying, gosh, it was so nice. I thought I was the only one on the East Coast doing this, or the only one in, you know, Georgia or, you know, Maine or whatever it is. And I'm like, I'm not alone. It's so nice. So.
I mean, can I go?
Yeah, yeah.
I guess we can go every other one.
Yeah.
The huge benefit, for our last event that I'm still shocked over, and now I'm really looking forward to in October, the next one, is that there were several times where I was standing in front of the room and I bring up on the screen a data set, let's say, this is how it happened last year. And I looked at it and started to explain to everybody why it's beneficial and how it works. And very, very quickly, it became a group discussion in the room. And it started out with somebody saying, I think it was Justin saying, that's not how I do this at all.
Yeah.
And I said, great. I mean, I'll stop right here. How do you do it? And then somebody else said, well, that's not how I do it at all. So it became this, I learned more from that than I could ever have possibly learned sitting in a dark room somewhere doing it the same way I've been doing it for the last 7 or 8 years. So, you know, when you can get someone else's opinion who you respect and who's actually succeeding and improve on your own stuff, that's amazing. I read somewhere recently, actually probably a couple of years ago, that the drummer for Rush, Neil Peart, takes 2 drum lessons every, he's widely considered the best drummer in the world ever. And he takes 2 drum lessons a week from 2 separate guys.
I think that's
just
smart.
Constantly improving.
There you go. That's it, and that was my final one. You learn other strategies, like
okay.
You just said. That
oh,
was
I stole
it.
Your thunder.
No, it's okay. I thought you were cheating from my notes.
No. Actually, I mean, I'm passionate about it.
I know.
Somebody else can do something in your business more efficiently than you can, and they're willing to be your partner because they dig it. And I mean, that's what scaling and leverage is. So then you just get to do the data, and these deals just keep coming back and coming in and coming out. It's the greatest thing ever.
The beauty, I think, too, of this business is there's enough property to go around. It's very beneficial for us all to help each other and do bigger and better deals together. That's why I'm here.
We know your time's valuable. Thanks for spending some of it with us today anyway. Join us next time for the episode called Our Current Flip Tool Lineup.
Ooh, and we answer your questions posted on our online community found at landinvestors.com. It is free.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition. I can't wait for this live event.
Me too.
And last year I was dreading it. That's the truth.
I know.
I'm seriously excited about this year's live event and the partnerships that will be formed and the new ways.
Yeah.
somebody said they have automated a mailer in Excel with macros and stuff. I think it was Joe Martin. Mm-hmm. I can't wait to see that presentation.
Yeah, and that's
something I will personally benefit from in my life.
Yeah, this next one, we're going to have some of those top people, our advanced group, are going to be presenting, and it's going to be really, really, really cool.
Yeah.
I'm excited too. Wherever you're watching, wherever you're listening, please subscribe and rate us there.
We are Steve and Jill. Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.